Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
In the paper today, former Schenectady City Housing Inspector Kenneth Tyree was found not guilty yesterday of all charges related to the deaths of four people in a fire 3 years ago on J Street in the city. Many will remember that, but could you give us a reminder?
Yeah, the cause of the fire was ruled accidental, but Kenneth Tyree was accused of failing to do anything about the dangers he saw or he should have seen during his inspection of 104 J Street, which was destroyed in a fire the very next morning. About 60 people lived in that building and the one next door, which was also destroyed by the fire. And again, four people died in that fire. Yesterday's verdict comes as the state controller's office is finalizing a report that found shortcomings in how the city of Schenectady building department approached buildings with three or more apartments. Yesterday, the jury found Kenneth Tyree, the city housing inspector, not guilty of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and reckless endangerment. The jury did find him guilty of lying on his job application when he didn't include the fact that he had been convicted of some crimes in the 1980s. In January, the building manager, a guy named Jason Sachs, pled guilty to four counts of criminally negligent homicide and testified against Tyree as part of a plea agreement. Sachs canceled the alarm monitoring service the previous fall on the building, leaving the system unwatched and alarms not reset. The trial against Tyree, the building inspector, focused on the building's fire alarm box and whether he should have determined it wasn't operating correctly. Prosecutors also argued the building lacked fire doors, which was one of the reasons the fire spread so quickly that morning. Tyree's attorney, Mark Gaylor, argued that Tyree was made a scapegoat in the case, that he hadn't been trained to spot the fire alarm system problems that were present. The state controller's office audited Schenectady and five other cities across the state, and the time period covered included the time of the fire. In Schenectady, the controller's office said that of the city's, 1,400 multiple dwelling units, code enforcement officials had only inspected 53% of them within the city's required three-year cycle. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy said in his response that since the audit took place, the city has inspected more of those, about 300 of them, and that he's made some changes. He's put someone new in charge of the department. He's consolidated some oversight, and, he's stepped up the enforcement. The building department will also develop new protocols to ensure it revisits each property within 3 years, and will make sure to update its database regularly.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks, and stay safe out there with the snow today.
Thanks.